We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How are you this afternoon? Yeah, I'm trying to find something different than the cliche of good afternoon. How are you? It's a Wednesday afternoon. Welcome to our show this afternoon. You know, I mean, I'm trying to get away from that. So, hey, how you doing, man? I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. A lot to talk about this afternoon. Coming up in the next hour, we'll talk about whether or not government workers should have the right to criticize the president or criticize other politicians. Right now, they don't have that right. And one of the largest unions of federal workers is suing the U.S. government over in an effort to end the restriction of federal employees not being allowed to criticize any president or politicians, claiming that it's an infringement on their freedom of speech. So we'll get into that in the next hour. I just have to repeat this if you missed it, if you're just tuning in. Republican Congressman Steve King of Iowa, who I've always thought was just a right-wing wacko. I mean, he's an extremist. So Steve King's views do not represent Republicans, do not represent conservatives, but it does represent those extreme right-wing conservatives. What's interesting about his comment about abortion, I'll get to that in just a second, is that we've got a story on our website, WWL.com, that says 23% of people in Louisiana believe that abortion should be illegal in the case of rape and incest. Now, that's among the highest in the country. And I think the positive way to look at this is 23% are against abortion, even in the case of rape and incest, but 77% are okay with it or don't have an opinion on it. So a minority, like less than a quarter of the people support that. But it's still kind of embarrassing that people would hold that view. That's my opinion of it. So Steve King today, and I found this just before the show, said one of the most outrageous things about abortion that I've heard. He said that he is doubling down, did this today, doubling down on his opposition to abortion, even in the case of rape or incest, by saying that pregnancies that result from rape and incest are important to sustaining the human population. And also, good news, NOPD arrested a suspect, a 46-year-old guy named David Hale, in the sucker punch of comedian actor Andy Dick standing outside of a nightclub in New Orleans the other day. So that is happening. Good work for them. Good work on behalf of NOPD. So I don't know whether you've seen this in the news, but there are people who are like planning for the end of the world. They're called doomsday capitalists. And there's a place in Kansas, and the name of the city, the area, is 201 feet underground Kansas. I mean, that's the address. That's the city. 201 feet underground Kansas. So this guy has built condominiums, high ceilings, big living rooms, swimming pool, sauna, movie theater, underground. He took an old military nuclear missile vault and turned it into luxury condominiums, built 200 feet below the surface of the earth in the event of nuclear war, in the event of some kind of disaster. And, you know, I'm going to be honest, I find some humor in survivalists. And so I guess my question is, if you're a survivalist, I'm not going to make fun of you, but I would love to give you a chance to explain to us why you feel that way. And I know that there are survivalists who live in this area. This is not that unusual. And in some parts of the country, it's more prominent than in other parts of the country. And this is one of the parts of the country where it's a little more prominent than in other parts of the country. But there are people out there who are planning right now. They're planning for the end of the world. And many of them are planning for the religious apocalypse, the end of times. In fact, Jim Bates, let me turn my phone off. Live radio. Forgot to turn off the little ding here on my phone. Former televangelist Jim Baker, who, by the way, a couple of years ago, he was still a televangelist. And when I first moved back here and I didn't have cable because I couldn't afford it, I had just like a regular antenna. And I picked up this Christian station and Jim Baker was on it. And Jim Baker is, what he's doing is he's having guests on talking about the signs in the Bible that indicate the end of the world is about here. And basically to get ready for the end of the world. And he is selling items to help you survive the end of the world. Like food that will last forever until you put water or something in it. There's some kind of a special tent that he was selling. So, I mean, this is a very real thing. And in some ways, I don't understand it. I mean, there have been so many people who have predicted, and some people have predicted it more than once, that the world is going to end. And it doesn't end. And I understand how you can find things going on in the world and then go back to the Bible and say, okay, well, look, this matches, so the end of the world is near. But, I mean, am I missing something? What are the signs that you think the end of the world is near? And by the way, you know, because of this show, we can have a little fun with this. We don't have to take this too seriously. I mean, some people will. But also, somebody has made, in California, somebody has made and put on the market a Jeep-type vehicle that will help you survive the end of the world. It's called Tank X. And it's built on a Jeep Wrangler chassis. It costs $350,000. I mean, it looked really kind of cool, but it's an end-of-the-world vehicle to help you survive the end of the world. And so there's got to be a market for this, and people are taking advantage of people who are so concerned that the end of the world is near that they're buying this stuff. If you want to join us with a comment, and I really would, I'd love to talk to anybody who is a survivalist. And I know that they live in this area. I don't know if any survivalists are listening to our show. And if they are, I don't know if anyone would actually call. But I would love to hear them explain why they are the way they are. You know, they're stockpiling food that lasts forever, like dehydrated stuff, like this it's called Apocalypse Chow from Jim Baker. And selling items to help you retain water and just do all the things that you need to do to live beyond the apocalypse. Well, here's the other thing that I guess I don't understand. If Jim Baker, if a televangelist is using religion to say the end of the world is coming, it's the rapture, it's the end of the world. Are you supposed to survive that? Or are you just supposed to it happens? I don't know. I'm a little confused about that. From Jefferson, Johnny, welcome to WWL.
Hello. Hello, school.
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah, I want to ask you about Trump with all his jobs. Trump's trying to get all his credit about the jobs, but really, it's Mother Nature. Think about all these tornadoes and floods. It's not Trump. It's Trump trying to get the credit from God or the devil or something, bro. That's where I see it. What you think?
Well, there are jobs that are created beyond the realm of the presidency. There's no doubt about that. And there are a lot of people in this country, Johnny, who give the president credit when the economy is good and blame the president when the economy is bad. The problem there is you set yourself up for getting caught in the economy cycle where the economy is good and then it goes through a natural cycle of being down. And some people think that that's where we're headed right now. The stock market, last I checked, I don't know where it is now, but last I checked a little while ago, it was down 750 points. But again, I mean, I wouldn't panic because think of all the money that you have gained in the last couple of years. And I mean, the economy has been absolutely booming. But economies go up and down. And it really doesn't matter who's president. I mean, there's a point where the economy just can't continue to grow at the same pace. I mean, I hope it does, but that's a little bit unrealistic. Here's a text: does the vehicle run on fuel? Because at the end of the world, there wouldn't be any gas stations open. Well, that's, you know, I guess that's minor detail that not everybody has taken into consideration when they're asking to spend $350,000 to buy this vehicle that will help you survive the end of the world. If you've got a comment about anything we're talking about, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, where's this text? This is about survivalist. We do listen to your show. And probably will not call. I get that. I would really give you a fair shot, but I mean, I'd have a hard time keeping a straight face, honestly, if you talked about some of the things that you really believe. Here's a text that says, I've been married 50 years. I'm a survivor. Well, yeah. I mean, if you've gone through that, then you could probably survive through the end of the world without a problem at all. Hey, interesting thing happened on this day, August 14th, 1989. This was when Russia was the Soviet Union and communist. On this day in 1989, Bon Jovi's New Jersey album became the first American album legally on sale in the Soviet Union. And that would have been after the fall, right? The wall would have come down about that time, I guess. Yeah. Communism really came to a crashing end in the late 80s. And this was all part of the freedom that they were able to enjoy in Russia. And it seems like Russia's kind of going away from being totally free. I mean, a free capitalist society, as far as I know, but kind of run by a dictator. All right, if you want to join us, 260-1870, text 870-870. We'll be right back on WWL. There are people preparing for the end of the world. They're called survivalists. There are doomsday capitalists out there that are creating these places to live that are essentially in bunkers. And it's a way to survive the end of the world. I was telling you about this guy, Larry Hall, in Kansas, took a former military nuclear missile vault and has turned it into luxury condominiums. These condominiums have high ceilings, living rooms, spacious. I've actually seen pictures of them. Really nice, luxurious condos. Swimming pool, sauna, movie theater. They're over 200 feet below the ground in Kansas. 12 apartments were part of his survival condo in the beginning. They started at $1.3 million apiece. That was the starting price. He started selling them about 2011. Within months, all the units sold out. And also, there's a company in California that has created it's kind of like a Jeep. It's built on a Jeep Wrangler chassis. It's called the Tank X, $349,000, and it's a vehicle that will help you survive the end of the world. It's actually, it's really pretty cool looking. But again, somebody brought up a really good point about, I mean, if it's the end of the world, what do you do for gas? Merrick, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, it's good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
I just wanted to wait when you talked about Bon Jovi and August 89 album.
Yeah.
Since I was born and raised in a socialist Czechoslovakia back then, I would just weigh in on the timing of it. The very first came down, Berlin Wall, in November 89, okay. Followed by Czechoslovakia and the rest of the socialist communist countries immediately after. Mm-hmm. And before end of the year, it was pretty much over with for socialist regimes in Eastern Europe and actually, Russia itself, or back then Soviet Union, was actually very last of them. They held longest, almost till winter of 90. But other than that, that was pretty much the time frame. And until this day, because I was there when we were breaking it down, until this day, as a reminder to myself, I have a piece of that concrete from the wall on my shelf.
Really? Merrick, tell us about that... That time, I mean, were you scared? Were you insecure? Were you just totally excited? I mean, because that was a big transition.
The excitement in the whole nation. It was like everybody's on acid almost. Mm-hmm. Everybody was so happy. It was, you see, the literally, like they say, be a human to a human to the human being. For a little while, people were humans to fellow humans. Rather than wolf to the to the fellow human. It was so exciting. I mean, it is exciting to see million and a half people demonstration every day. It was so exciting. And people were just ringing with their key rings and pretty much calling it a bell to the end of the regime. You know what I mean? It was so, so exciting.
And Marek, I'm sure there was a time in your life living in communist Yugoslavia, socialist Yugoslavia, that you didn't really think that this was going to happen.
Czechoslovakia.
I'm sorry, Czechoslovakia. Okay. That you didn't see communism coming to an end because it was such a stronghold in Eastern Europe and Russia.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, pretty much, really, honestly, until it slowly, very slowly, started kind of bubbling in East Germany, which would be pretty much weeks before it really happened, nobody would even dream of it. Actually, there was back then the attempt in 1968 in August in Czechoslovakia, and it was put down by the friendly comrade nations, you know what I mean? But other than that, there was not even hope how strongly they held the regime, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, Marek, I appreciate you sharing that with us, and I'm glad you're listening to our show in the afternoon.
Thank you very much. We have a wonderful day.
All right, thanks. Here's a text that says, I was at the Andy Dick show at One Eye Jack's on Friday night. I actually got to interact with him after the show. He was in no way sexually suggestive or belligerent. To my surprise, he was extremely nice and took selfies with fans and generally was a good sport. It's a shame what happened to him, and I hope that this doesn't cause other celebrities to shy away from being accessible in New Orleans. You know, what happened to Andy Dick is one of the reasons why people, even though you might not consider them to be big stars, have security to prevent things like this happening, because it's almost like anybody can be a target today. It is really sad. I'm glad they have a suspect. Let's hope that he is a prosecutor and we really find out exactly why he did it. I'm Scoot. Are you preparing for the end of the world? We'll talk about that at the end of this break on WWL. And there are so many times that we felt like it was the end of the world when we broke up with somebody. It's like it's over. And in fact, if the world goes on, I don't even need it to go on. I want it to end. I'm Scoot. Wednesday afternoon. Glad you're with us. We're talking about those people who are preparing for the end of times. Survivalists. Those people who see signs that the end of the world is near. And here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. As you look at everything going on in the world now, do you think the end is near? 83% say no. 17% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. What are some of the other signs that the end of the world may be near? You know, when I think about Congress possibly passing universal background checks, I mean, that is so unlikely that that's got to be a sign of the end of the world. I mean, if Congress passes universal background checks, I think that could very easily be somehow worked into Revelation as one of the signs of the end of the world. Can you think of anything else? Here is a text that says, major accident, Jeff Highway near John Curtis heading toward Kenner. I'm sure our traffic department is going to be on top of that. Here's a text that says, Scoot, please, if you do talk to any one of these preppers, like survivalists, ask them why the world did not end on Y2K or why no preppers had to use their stuff on Y2K. Remember that? Remember all the people who really thought the world was going to come to an end, that something was going to happen when computers and everything switched to the year 2000. And that was almost 20 years ago. And we're still here. I never feared it, but some people did. And I guess the other question is, why do you think some people are looking for reasons to believe the world is coming to an end? You almost have to go out of your way to look for a reason to justify the idea that the world is coming to an end. And there are people, this is not a new thing, but when things happen, like when the weather changes, when there's something that appears to be like a natural phenomenon that's different, there are people who rally around the Bible and say that these are signs of the end of the world, these natural disasters. And I don't believe it. I mean, the world could end. I might not even be able to finish the show. The world could end before the end of the show. I mean, I don't know, but I'm not sure planning on it. I mean, I've got material to take me to 4 o'clock. From Metairie, James, you're on WWL.
Well, hi, Scoot. Thank you very much. Oh, and good evening, or good afternoon.
Yeah.
Scoot, real quick, I don't know if you saw this before I hit the main issue here. There's a petition in New York City, has 100,000 signatures on it, and what the petition's purpose is to rename that portion of Manhattan Avenue that runs in front of Trump Tower, to rename that Barack Obama Avenue.
Ouch.
So, for Donald Trump, that probably would be the end times.
He would want it to be the end of times. Yeah, that's really interesting. I've got a text here. This would be a sign of the end of the world. The text says... what does this text say? Where is it? It says, the end of the world, a sign of the end of the world, if Trump goes one day without insulting somebody. I mean, that could be a sign. Here's a text that says, the world started ending December 7th, 1980. Rest in peace, John Lennon. Yeah, that was the day that John Lennon was shot and killed. Here's a text, sign of the end of the world, if Mitch McConnell publicly confesses his administration for Barack Obama. I see. Okay. When Mitch McConnell publicly confesses his admiration for Barack Obama, the end of the world is near. That's from PJ in Gentilly. I mean, look, come on, there's a lot of stuff out there that's developing that I mean, it could happen. So what do you think one of the signs of the end of the world might be based on things that seem to be developing right now? From Mid-City, Brian, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. It's always a pleasure. I haven't called in a while, so it's nice to talk to you again. In my own social circles, which include, other military veterans and, people who go to gun shows, I've come to know a few survivalists over the years, and some of them refer to themselves as preppers, as in preparing.
Right.
And a few of them, at least a couple I've known, admitted to me that they really don't believe any of these scenarios are going to actually come about, but they have this lifestyle, this prepper lifestyle is simply their way of dealing psychologically with these very deep and personal fears and insecurities.
And it's a fear, though, that the world is going to end.
Yeah, it's a fear that practically everything is going to go wrong, that the ball is going to truly get dropped. And supposedly there have been a few times in history where we came close to a nuclear war, but humanity prevailed in those instances where someone just couldn't bring themselves to. For example, in the instance of this Soviet submarine, the commander, even though he was supposed to launch his missiles after not hearing anything from his command, he just refused to do it because he just couldn't bring himself to do it as a human being.
Yeah, I can imagine, and I remember growing up in the 60s, and there were a couple of people in my neighborhood in Metairie that put in bomb shelters. And my parents had friends in Dallas, and when we drove to Dallas and spent the night with them, my sister and brother and I, we all slept in their bomb shelter, which was a really nice bomb shelter. This was underneath their home on Mockingbird Lane in Dallas, a very prominent section of Dallas. And so, based on the fear during the Cold War of nuclear war, I can understand why people would have more of a survivalist attitude than today. But I think even that guy, Adam Lanza, I think that's what his name was, the shooter at Sandy Hook, he seemed to be showing signs of being, or his mother was showing signs of being a survivalist.
Yeah, that's very interesting. You familiar with the old bomb shelter out in the lakefront that used to be
yes.
for civil defense and Office of Emergency Preparedness?
Yeah.
My father used to actually work there.
And what did he do?
I had been there he was in charge of radiological defense for the state of Louisiana. He was a retired Marine, and he got a nice civil service job with the state. I had only, even though I was his son, I'd only been in that bomb shelter only 3 times. And all 3 times, it was for an 8mm movie night in that auditorium that would serve as a briefing room.
Wow.
And it would always be a war movie because the majority of the employees for civil defense were veterans. Some of them, many of them, like my father, were veterans.
Wow. Brian, that's really interesting. I remember, I mean, it's not still there, is it?
Oh, it still exists, but it just hasn't been in use for a long time, and I don't think anyone's even entered it.
This is at, West End. I mean, this is the West End Boulevard. And I remember as a kid passing that during the Cold War thinking, oh, my God. You know, this is how likely it is we're going to have a nuclear war and all need to be in a bomb shelter. It's so likely that the city of New Orleans has built this ominous bomb shelter to take care of all the people in city government in New Orleans. And I was just thinking, you know, obviously there are signs. So I'm just amazed that there are people who are buying condos. I mean, like expensive condos, preparing for the end of the world. Are you preparing? Any thoughts on a sign that the end of the world might be near? Here's a text that says, the world can't end now. I need to watch the Saints football this year. Right? Yeah. I mean, the world can't end now because we got the Saints coming up. Tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. A defining moment for a young generation that today is the establishment. We'll talk about that in detail tomorrow afternoon. I'm Scoot. This is where politics and pop culture meet your opinions every afternoon on WWL. Yeah, some people are sitting around waiting for the end of the world, and some of them have bought really expensive condos way underground preparing for it. I'm getting some text here, and this makes sense to me because I've been to West End, and I wondered if the bomb shelter at West End was still there or if it's gone, and I was just so used to seeing it that I just take it for granted when I drive by. But apparently it's not there. There is a gated community there with some very, very big homes where it used to be, which is sort of at the end of that neutral ground at West End Boulevard. Here is a text that says, the end of the world, very coincidental topic considering reports about Russian bomber flying over Alaska. Yeah, those pesky Russians, man, they're just teasing us, right? Oh, by the way, it was December the 8th that John Lennon was killed on December 7th. Here's a text that says, only the privilege got to go to the bomb shelters. We're going to die. Well, yeah, I mean, look, if the city has a bomb shelter, not many are going to be there because there's not that much room for many people. Keith, you're on WWL.
Yeah, thank you, Stoop. I'm not at home right now, but back in the 60s, I believe it was Simon and Garfunkel had a song about what the world would be like. And at the end of the song, it was, in the year 2525,
oh, yeah.
A wonder man's going to be alive.
That was Zager and Evans, and I think the song is titled "In the Year 2525."
Okay,
all right, we're going
to listen to what y'all were talking about. That's why I thought about it.
All right, Keith, great suggestion. We're going to play that song right now, going into the break. Now, think about this song coming out in the 60s. There's turmoil in the country. There's unrest. The Vietnam War is going on. The Cold War is at its peak. We're worried about communism spreading. We're worried about nuclear attack. And this song was one of the top songs on the radio. These were chilling, chilling images for a young teenager growing up in Metairie, listening to this on the radio. I was freaking out. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Oh, this was another great song from the 60s that, you know, was very, very philosophical about the end being near. Listen to some of these lyrics. Again, man, I'm like this young, insecure teenager with obsessive-compulsive disorder hearing these songs, and I mean, this is the kind of stuff that freaked me out. My dad traveled a lot, and I thought that there might be a nuclear war when he was out of town. I'd never see him again. All right, this really explains what the world was like in the 60s. All right, Wednesday afternoon. Glad you're with us. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. As you look at everything going on in the world, do you think the end is near? 71% say no, 29% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. I'm getting a text telling me the bomb shelter is still there, so I guess I drive by it. That subdivision is to the north, closer to the lake from the bomb shelter. it's out there, West End Boulevard, and I guess I've gone out there recently and just, it's so used to it being there that I just don't even notice it anymore. And because we don't have the Cold War anymore, it doesn't seem like it is as vital an entity to the city of New Orleans. But, you know, when you think about some of the things that people have used to predict the end of the world or to become preppers, you know, Y2K. I mean, there were people preparing for the end of the world. I mean, I remember that 20 years ago. I'm on the air talking about that. And I'm sure many of you remember getting prepared for that. Well, maybe you didn't get prepared for it, but you know people were preparing for the end of the world. It was all going to come to an end. People think that because of things going on in the world, legalized abortion, legal gay marriage, legalizing pot. There are people who use this stuff to make it seem like, you know, the end of the world is near. You know, I've told you I don't smoke pot. I mean, I did, you know, back in the 70s and maybe a little bit into the 80s, okay? So you know, I did in my past, part of my rocker life. But I got to tell you, if the world comes to an end, I'm going to want to smoke a joint. You know, I mean, I might want that. If I'm here and the end of the world is around here, end of the world's happening, yeah. We've also talked today about televangelist Jim Baker. A couple of years ago, he was still on television. And what he's doing is he's using the Bible and he's using guests to convince you that the end of the world is near. And he's selling survival kits. One of them is a 50-day survival food bucket. Macaroni and cheese, creamy potato soup, chocolate pudding, and chicken noodle soup. And the guy actually, I've seen him on his show, not recently, but I remember a couple of years ago seeing him on a show where he would have people come in and taste the food and say, oh, this is so delicious. You know, it's almost like with all these items that you could get from Jim Baker, it's almost like you kind of hope the world comes to an end and you can be the one that survives and enjoy all this stuff. All right. Is it an infringement on freedom of speech if federal employees cannot criticize the president or other politicians? That topic and more coming up next hour on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.